Ohio Republicans swept all statewide non-judicial offices this year, but in Franklin County, Democrats had the edge. Longtime Franklin County auditor and Republican Clarence Mingo lost to Democrat and Columbus City Council member Michael Stinziano. Mingo is also one of Ohio's few elected black Republicans. He joins us now to talk about his loss and his future. Thanks for your time.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You had won two previous elections in 2010 and 2014. Were you surprised by the loss, and what do you think was the difference?
I met so many new and young voters who were simply against anything that was related to the president, meaning if you had an R beside your name, it almost automatically meant in some cases you were out of contention or out of consideration for, you know, earning a person's vote. And I think all of the rancor in Washington, D.C. and all of the tension around the president inspired a lot of people to really come out and strongly so against Republicans, especially those of us who are in counties that are more diverse in nature.
Well, Franklin County got bluer this year while the state got more red. What do you think those trends mean for the future of black Republicans both here in Franklin County and statewide?
Well, I think that question is best answered by, you know, thinking about the Republican Party as it's situated here in Ohio. Listen, we have the right policy perspectives on economics. We are concerned about the middle class, and these issues are relevant and meaningful to African Americans. But the party itself has to begin messaging in a stronger, in a more deliberate way, that there are no barriers, there are no distinctions, that we care about people on this side of the wall and that side of the wall, that we are concerned about the human condition, and that this party is built and is better than a single block of people known as a base.
How much of a force are black Republicans in Ohio?
I believe that African-American Republicans, and there are not many of us who are elected. We absolutely matter. Republicans have power, let's hypothetically say, half the time. And when that power is at the table, African-Americans need a voice and they need a perspective. And that perspective sometimes is easily represented by those of us who are elected and who are Republicans. The other side of that is that, listen, the state and the country needs to know that we are one, and that you know, if you are a Republican and if you are white, there's a profile and there's a place for that. But equally, this party is a big tent, and the public has to know, the state has to know, the nation has to know that this party here in Ohio is welcoming, inviting, and wants African Americans and other minority groups at the table and serving in high office and participating and contributing to the party. I've been an example of that for 10 years. We have to do more. We should be doing better.
Statewide, Republicans swept the offices other than the two Supreme Court justices. You were going to run for state treasurer. Why did you change your mind?
It was a very competitive field post-2016. Ultimately, you know, I decided that a third term as auditor would likely suit me better. Some of that was just about the environment. I'm a conservative and very proud of my conservative beliefs. But also want to spend time talking about poverty. We need to begin talking about underemployment. We need to begin talking about civility and discourse and really penetrating every constituency in the state, black, white, Latino, and otherwise.
You do not regret your decision then not to run?
No, I don't. I don't. I think Mr. Robert Sprague did a fantastic job and will make an excellent state treasurer.
What's next for you?
Well, I'm going to take some time and love on my wife and two daughters and carefully think about the best place that I can reach and touch people policy-wise and otherwise.
Thank you so much. I've been talking with Franklin County Auditor Clarence Mingo about his political future after his loss Tuesday to Democrat Michael Stinziano. Thanks again.
Thank you.